Let your light shine in the sun, no, if it's raining. Let your light shine brightly, beaming with hope. Let your light shine, help the people with them pain. Let your light shine, the sun commanded you to.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the
Shine Your Light. Shine your light.
Also the founder of Bank Services, a bookkeeping and accounting practice that works predominantly with nonprofits. In the final episode of Bank Services' third year anniversary series, I'd like to share three key lessons I've learned. These 3 years have taught me so much, both as a business owner and as a person. The first lesson is to do with persistence and consistency. So persistence to me means pushing forward despite challenges and setbacks, the ups and downs, just keep going. By consistently being persistent, one tends to develop the discipline needed to reach one's goals. That's what I've found. Don't get me wrong, you don't just keep pushing forward blindly. Instead, it's important to be mindful of market feedback. Be persistent and consistent, but also open to learning, pivoting, and refining your offerings and processes as you go. Bank Services had to do exactly that. Pivot and listen to what the market was telling us. After resisting niching, with most of our inquiries being from nonprofits, we decided to niche and focus on providing the best service we can to nonprofits. We also recently introduced fractional finance department services. This came about when we realized that some of our smaller clients, even though required a service, did not possess the resources to engage us based on the packages we offer. So we now provide as little or as much of the financial management process as is required, e.g. it could be bookkeeping, bank reconciliation, end-of-year accounts on its own, depending on our clients' resources and requirements. And we also still offer the packages. As I mentioned in episode 27, Bank Services has followed a slow and steady path. We've remained persistent and consistent, prioritizing networking, collaboration, and marketing, while at the same time continually assessing what works and doubling down on those effective strategies, and at the same time adjusting others to achieve the results we seek. Recently, we've seen a shift from no inquiries to a steady stream, with some converting into clients. And it struck me that if we hadn't persisted and consistently shown up for Bank Services, we wouldn't be seeing the results we are today. So persistence and consistency matters in everything we do. That's one key lesson that's become apparent to me. The second lesson learned in the three-year journey of Bank Services is to do with the value of community. Our clients, network, and supporters have been instrumental in our journey. With our clients, we focus on building relationships that encourage open dialogue. We manage their finances, which gives us visibility of their figures, and from that, we're able to provide advice on revenue-generating initiatives that could help them grow their businesses. Our clients aren't just profit centers for us. We see the people behind the businesses and genuinely want to see them succeed. And our clients can see this, which therefore helps to foster a relationship of trust. Connecting with other business owners has been invaluable on what can be a lonely journey. Sharing stories and lessons, building a referral network, and having a group of people to bounce ideas off and ask questions has been incredibly helpful. Some such networks include the ICB Bookkeepers Network, the Black Women in Business Peterborough Group. These have been a great support in the journey so far. Business coaches and mentors have also been a great support. The recent support received from my network was crucial in helping navigate a challenge faced by Bank Services, which was essential for my mental well-being. At Bank Services, impact is at the heart of everything we do. We constantly seek ways to give back and make a difference, whether through engaging with schools to teach financial literacy, or delivering informative sessions to nonprofits, or by sponsoring a football player in our local football team, which we'll be doing this year. These efforts help us build a strong reputation and lead to referrals, which are vital for sustained growth. So the second key lesson learned in 3 years of running bank services is that building of a trusted community matters and is valuable, and giving back often yields results. What you put out always comes back to you tenfold, as they say. The third lesson I want to talk about is marketing and visibility. In the journey of growing bank services, I've come to realize that marketing and visibility are just as crucial as solid financial management, and in some cases, even more so. While managing finances effectively ensures that your business stays afloat, it's the consistent marketing efforts and maintaining visibility that drive growth and sustainability. Also, visibility builds trust. By consistently showing up where our target audience is, whether through social media, community events, or networking opportunity, we've been able to establish bank services as a trusted resource. This trust has led to valuable referrals and partnerships that continue to fuel our growth. One thing though, the results of marketing don't happen overnight. This we have learned. After consistently posting on social media for almost 3 years, I almost gave up, and even now it is not clear how much of an impact this has had on growing our client base. But one thing I have heard said over these 3 years is that people buy from people they know, like, and trust. So I guess the social media pages serve as a place people can look to determine if your values align with theirs. So we continue to strive to maintain that visibility so our tribe can find us. So the third key lesson learned over the last 3 years of running bank services is that while financial management keeps the business stable, it is marketing and visibility that keep it moving forward. Balancing both is key to long-term success. And there you have it. Three key lessons learned over the 3 years of running bank services. I hope aspiring startups, whether nonprofits or not, those just starting out, or those in the early days of running their business, find value in this episode. Thank you for tuning in to our anniversary series. And before wrapping it up, I would like to share three quotes that perfectly capture the 3 years of bank services journey. First one, dreams and dedication are a powerful combination. Melinda Gates. I'll say that again. Dreams and dedication are a powerful combination. Second one, success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. It comes from what you do consistently. And Sweeney. And the last one, success is not about being the best. It's about always getting better. Behance's 99U. We'll be back next week with our regular schedule of a finance-focused episode. Don't forget to follow, share, and rate the podcast. It helps us reach more people. So shine your light, shine your light, shine your light.